Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman? We got my man Harrison on ones and twos. This is not Inside the Huddle. This is Old School, brought to you New School Way. We are sponsored by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Greens and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. Obviously, appreciate Kevin Meyer, Mark Cork and Bottle, 13th and South, stopping over on the block. Thirsty Thursday is always a holiday, but it's always good to see somebody like Kevin. Obviously, you know that the Nebraska basketball team played well enough to win, extended their stay in Vegas till Saturday. So good for them. Get a little rest and maybe sightseeing and then probably get focused in on the game come Saturday, even though it is Final Four weekend. Mm-hmm. But they still get to play, which is obviously big and positive news for them.
And Orman gets to stay in Vegas for Austin, a little bit longer.
Yeah. You know, I need to text Austin. My mom lives in Vegas. You know, if he wants to go over there, you know, she's always, you know, she'll send him over, you know, a nice little plate.
There
about
you go.
15, 20 minutes. See what we can do.
Yeah, see
if Austin.
She know how to cook the same way Foreman does? Jay Foreman on the grill?
She know how to cook better. I mean, her thing, she makes quiche in the morning. It's hitting. Bacon.
I mean, bacon is just dinner,
but yeah. But, you know, switching a little bit to the NFL, right? Because obviously Husker football has been combed over. I know we had some of the coordinators talk today, but we're going to do NFL. We're going to do a little bit of Bears because my man Harrison is here. But more importantly, reading here, Harrison, it's definitely influence, but I think the explosion of flag football. I think before we get into this article, you saw RG3 and Cam Newton. They have 7-on-7 teams or, you know, a business or what organization, they went head to head on I think it might have been on NFL Network or ESPN, but they were kind of drawing back and forth. And it's obviously where a lot of kids get recruited and looked at, you know, through the high school ranks. But more importantly, into this right here, there's 10 investment groups enter bids for pro flag football for men and women. Now, obviously, I think that it became Olympic sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also they had the pro flag football men's league where they were challenging NFL players.
Yeah, that took off.
Yeah, it did.
By the last year. Who was that one guy?
Yeah, the one who was quarterback.
He stirred up the whole NFL nation. He got him.
And when the quarterbacks weren't playing bad, he's like, you know, you need me or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like 40-some years old, but he definitely was a problem. But I think when you have 10 investment groups and some big hitters, right, you got the likes of Ice Cube and his group that's taken off with, you know, his 3-on-3 league, Michael Strahan, and Constant Schwartz Marini. So that's obviously, when you got a hyphenated name, you know, you got double money, right? you got Alexis Ohanian's investment firm, 776. Well, he's a big financial guy. His wife is Serena Williams. TKO Hold Group Holdings. I don't know who that is. That's somebody that's doing something in boxing. So that's obviously, and then you got Avenue Capital Groups, Ice Cube, or I mentioned Ice Cube, Connect Ventures. A partnership between talent agency Creative, or CAA, which is huge in football, and venture firm New Enterprise Associates. And then you got another entertainment group and one more that they didn't name in here. But when you think it's there.
Got a lot of backing. That's more backing than
I realized. Well, it's 10 groups put in an event, so they want to have it. And so that lets you know they see, number one, they see it, just by this, the connection with the NFL. The growth potential, how they could see the growth of this men and women's pro league, which even Matt Rhule is talking about having women's
flag football.
Yeah. And then also how it can influence from top down. And, you know, look, it's a new age. I mean, you know, somebody said it. I don't know if it was like Terry Bradshaw or one of us older school guys that said, you know what, pretty soon it's going to be flag football in the NFL. And look, I mean, barely touch anybody and all that. So
it's a lot of new leagues coming out. It's just kind of right. That era of sports right now.
But this, but flag football slash 7-on-7 is taking over.
Yeah, especially the women's got a lot of momentum.
Right. Huh? Yeah, and they get after it, and so they had women's football for a little while and stuff like that. And you know, the Serena Williams group and her husband is like, they have, you know, big hitters like Caitlin Clark is on their board. The Broncos minority owner, which is obviously part of Walmart, Eli Manning, part of their panel. You know, it's pretty interesting because Serena Williams already has maybe a leg up. She owns some of the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. You see a lot more athletes going and owning sports teams. But more importantly, the growth of it. And there's a stat here. I'm just reading this. According to National Federation of High School Sports, about 500,000 girls ages 6 to 17 played flag football in 2023. A 63% increase since 2019, making it one of the fastest growing sports in the United States. The NFL counts for more than 750,000 participants in flag football league nationwide, and all 32 franchises sponsor their own league. So
why is that growing so fast?
Nobody wants to hit. I mean, the women.
But for the women's side, I mean, they can play a bunch of different sports, but they don't got to hit each other. I'm surprised.
I think football has grown so much that women have watched it,
yeah,
and they want to play it, and it's, you know, obviously they can't go, you know, I think you can probably find, I don't know how many, you know, say you got 8 people on a team or out there, you know, 8 offense, 8 defense, you can probably find 15, 12 people to play versus going and finding 50 people to play tackle football.
True.
So, and plus with the emergence of 7-on-7, the highlights that you see, the way that the Pro Bowl has changed, and with the growth of flag football
and sports gambling. Yeah, I think have more money now than they know what to do with.
They're
going to
be betting on this game. And don't think they're playing in pro sports. It's not going to be tied to.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a draft to it. You know, you're going to see some players that maybe transition from the NFL to flag football if it goes this way.
Well, even if they don't gamble on that, just like I think the confidence in putting that much money into it is like there's a lot of people with a lot of gambling money now.
They're going to be gambling. The problem is how they're going to be able to regulate it. You're able, as far as gambling, because you can probably get in touch with a flag football player a lot easier than an NFL player. NFL, I'll tell you from experience, you're over there during the season or even in the offseason, sun up to sundown. You're not going into that building without passing a security check, most likely, you know, background check and all that. You're not getting in front of an NFL player in a locker room unless you went through those channels. So if you come in and you have anything associated with that, if you're not associated with the NFL and you're some sort of like runner or something like that, you're going to get thrown at. Now, some of these people, even if they are pros, depending on what they're getting paid, might work at the Hampton Inn and just, you know, and they might practice or, you know, or they might fly to practice and then they play. Well, I could walk in and Hampton Inn, give you a nice little envelope. Harrison, I need one touchdown this weekend. I need you to be a little off.
Rozier could do it in the NBA.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, man, that game, yeah, Rozier's dead in the water. But I mean, so it's, but I think there will be enough interest that people gamble on this. I think you're going to see off brand things start to rear its head just because of the expansion of coverage to 24/7 sports. I mean, you saw it. I know this is not this apples to apples, but Tiger Woods has his league. Now you see night golf by golf influencers that's going to be played on Peacock. So you're going to have the major league and then off-brand stuff, and everybody's going to eat off of it. And if NFL teams, all 32 franchises sponsor their own leagues, why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I don't think the gambling part will start out at first, but if it goes and blows up like everybody, these 10 investment firms are hoping, why not?
Curious what the viewership would that be. Like, where would you air that, those games?
Well, if the NFL owns it,
yeah,
it's going on the NFL network. Guaranteed. Why not?
Yeah.
Guaranteed. They can. They know how to produce a game. They know what they want it to look like. It's an NFL product by all 32 teams sponsored. It's going to be right on. I'm assuming it's going to be on NFL network. I mean,
it would be. I mean, if they're doing it the way you're talking about, where each NFL team has their own affiliate, then
yeah,
you'd be stupid.
And then maybe
not
local or whatever, if it's a big tournament and they do playoffs. But you also got to think here, Roger Goodell said the idea of players competing in flag football in the 2028 LA Olympics is a popular topic among league's players. So this lets you know that these players have came up playing essentially more flag football than real football. It's more 7-on-7 than than traveling football, or they'll be playing more 7-on-7 during the fall and winter, or winter and fall, or fall and winter, excuse me, because they can go travel other places than maybe playing football or basketball, because that's what they're used to. If you got NFL players knowing how football is supposed to be played, willing to play in the Olympics, you know, NFL is probably going to be all for it. So it's interesting.
I wonder how entertaining it'd be. It's like the All-Star game. It's probably not a good example because they don't try at all on that one. That's horrible to watch, but those guys aren't giving a whole lot of effort.
Well, I think
have you actually sat and watched like a flag football game start to finish?
Like besides the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, besides Pro Bowl.
A couple times. I wanted to see old boy that was talking all that junk. It's
is it entertaining? Like NFL Network's on and you got, you know, the Chicago Bears flag football team versus your Bills. You gonna watch that?
I'm gonna watch anything with the Bills. I think I've watched it a little bit. It is somewhat entertaining, but I also realize it's still flag football.
Yeah, that's what.
Now, there's some good athletes out there.
I'm not sure if I'm fully bought into it yet.
I think it's something. I think it's something that people can get behind.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
And it's that you could even do it in the dog days of summer to compete with baseball. Baseball games usually at night. We were just talking about that. Well, you can play this during the day, and you get viewership to NFL Network.
True.
And it could be a short season. Heck, I could, you know, heck, if I have a quarterback and you ain't getting no reps and you coming back from a shoulder injury, I could say, you know what, I'm going to designate a receiver and a tight end and a quarterback down there. They get some routes in, get some guys. I'm pretty sure the referee, if I'm a referee, I love it too. Get more checks.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a good way to get the ref some more practice and reps as well.
Yeah.
Because how many pass interference calls do you see?
Well, you're going to see it. You're going to be, if they have.
Get a lot of those options.
I'm telling you, if you can have more reps for them because they don't want to pay them as full-time employees, as college and pros, and every level in college, you'll get some good referees versus like guy just doing it for beer money.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Summer preseason.
Yeah.
You get more reps, a little bit more football.
Yeah. And we got a good text here from 5604. He says, TKO is affiliated with WWE. And I know The Rock has some stock in that too. So there you go. Yeah. So now you're getting big hitters.
Yeah, big hitters.
Then we got here flag. Let's see here. We got a good text here. This is obviously a good. This is a real world text here. It says, "Flag football is cheaper equipment and cheaper to play." And now I don't think football when you start playing is as expensive as hockey, but when you have kids that grow crazy, you got to buy new gloves, new cleats, and if you have to buy new pads and all that, it does get spendy.
And you got to buy new. It's nuts how bust through your cleats. You'll put the gloves.
And you can't wear a helmet that's too old either, because that's a good way to set you up for concussion.
Did you have to buy? We had our own helmets, but I remember our era, the Speed Flexes, they've started coming out, but we had the classic where you had to fill them up with air.
But
we didn't have to pay for like helmets, pads, or anything. But if you wanted a nice helmet, you had to cough it up.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you say you try to play club football,
yeah,
you know, you got to go get your equipment. So say you go from tight end to offensive lineman, that's a whole different set of pads. So got John and Courtney said, I need more encouragement to look for teams support places like South Dakota, Northern Iowa, Grambling. Got a nice young man down there, some kid named Miles, used to be scholarship, the new reality. He's talking about sending money down there. Old Dad 34. He said, Jay, you should start a team in Lincoln. Start what team, old dad 34? A men's flag football team?
Men's or women's?
That means like my age.
I think you're just the coach.
Oh, no, I mean like, what I mean is, do you mean like 7-on-7? You know, high school or like middle school to the high school kids? Or do you mean, hey, I got to go recruit guys out of, you know, LA Fitness or, you know, whatever, you know, gym. Hey, man. Well, he's saying yes. So which one? You got to be specific, Odez. Men's. Yeah, we should. Get some men out there. Now, we got to have an age limit, though. What do you think the oldest guy I should take? No, you shouldn't, because there's some dudes that are,
I mean, still 40. You look at a guy like Ron Brown. And
yeah, I mean, there's still there's 40 years old there, that got the fountain of youth, and they can still hoop, and they can. So I guess I have to have trials. I'm going to have a combine, too.
Hold the combine.
Yeah, get your vertical. Hey.
I like it.
Yeah, got to get the vertical out there. Okay, old dad, you got me thinking a little bit. You got to come up with a name.
I was going to say.
Text line, we got to come up with a name.
Finding Foreman's is too generic.
Yeah, that's too generic. We got to get something. It had to be something with Lincoln, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Maybe. You could take the Bug Eaters back.
Lincoln Savages. There's Lincoln Savages. It started here at 5 o'clock on an odd Thursday.
We probably got the least amount of Savages in Lincoln. We're too nice.
Yeah, I know, but we got to get it. We got to get it out of them, man. You got to run the mile. You know, you got to test you in your 40.
You got to make vertical.
Yeah.
Broad jump.
Oh, you're going to be going through. You got to play offense and defense, too. You got to be versatile unless you're real special.
What is what are all the linemen going to do, though, during the summer when this is going on?
We'll have lineman camps, real lineman camps with pads.
they get none of the glamour. They just got to go.
They can't do none of this.
No, they can't. That's what I'm saying. There does leave a void in this during this.
But it's always been a void for them, though.
That's true. They just got to go to work.
They got enough lineman camps. They just eating. That's all they do.
Eating, going through shoots.
Yeah.
Repeat. Yeah.
Play some basketball, you get a little quicker, but
that's true.
They might be all right, though, man.
I mean, if there was some like rural flag football teams around Claude, I'd go watch.
I could get some 7-on-7. I could coach a little 7-on-7.
Show up playing fitness.
Get a little headset on. Be like Bo Pelin.
Would you recruit anybody from the ticket
to play?
Yeah.
I get Farley out there. Farley and Vershawn.
Farley and Vershawn would be good. Amon Green, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. He'd be good, but.
Yeah, if we were running the ball, I'd let him do it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If he wants to play wide receiver, sure, he's probably still a pretty good bet out there.
Yeah. I don't know, but 7-on-7 is huge, man. It's something that needs to probably expand in Lincoln. I know some people are trying to get out the ground, but got to find some, fields and stuff to be able to do it and get people that are willing to invest their time, but then also invest into becoming a better football player.
Thinking ever go further than just like a club thing, though?
7-on-7?
Yeah.
Well, I think those guys would be the ones you transition to, and then you could do both. You can have like your youth, and then obviously some, you know, like older guys.
But are there any high schools that actually have flag football, like official flag football teams right now?
I don't think they have flag. We had the Northeast coach Boyd in here. Now he's doing alumni flag. He was in here yesterday.
So
I'm sure there's some schools that go around and play 7-on-7 and stuff like that. But I think if you got kids out here, I mean, the biggest thing when you try to play 7-on-7 at the level of like the Warren Academy and stuff like that, you got to make sure, number one, you got to have a quarterbacks too,
mm-hmm.
From what I've been told. And then you got to have kids that are invested that want to go and play college, because it's just like anything, basketball or any sport, you got to really work at it. You're going to have to run. You're going to have quicks. You're going to have to do footwork drills. You just can't say, all right, I'm going to one practice a week on 7-on-7 and go against some of these kids in California and probably not do well.
What do you say to the people who, like, I know Barry Thompson has his opinion. He doesn't mind 7-on-7, but he's like, that's all you do.
Okay, here's my analogy. If you're a basketball player and all you do is go to trainers and don't play, same thing. Barry's saying you need to, football is a real game. You need to be playing real football, tackle. But there is a part, there is a reason for 7-on-7. I do think going to seeing somebody like Barry or going to see somebody like that's a basketball trainer and then playing club, which 7-on-7 is, they all help each other. There's three pods. There's the trainer, which is skill, and then weights too. And obviously you go along with it. Then there's the club team, which is probably a little bit harder because you're going against the best of the best, right? supposedly, but generally better competition in shorter time with no preparation, because you're just showing up and saying we're playing a team for Los Angeles. You don't got a lot of tape on them. And then you got to apply it to high school. So all three pots need to have the same amount of investment, 33%, 33%, 33%. And so you do that, then it's all worth it. But if you only do one, put your 100% there, then you lose the other two. And really the other two, the club and the high school, is how you get to college. So it's all happy. Maybe we got one text here before we go to break. He said, I bet you could get a rowdy intramural 7-on-7 team put together through UNL. I'm sure they got some frat boys. I mean, heck, remember Lane Kiffin got the kicker out of the frat house?
Yeah, that's right.
He's like, we forgot about that. He's like, we got to get him in shape, though. So, you know, your buddy had a powerful leg. So, it can happen.
Yeah, they'll do anything.
I mean, I bet you there's some good athletes walking around every campus.
They're looking for stuff to do. I mean, like a lot of them, that's why pickleball gets popular. It's a pickleball league.
Yeah.
What's the one game where you toss it off?
Yeah, there's some guys that chose not to play Division II football.
They want to go be a
doctor. Because they only wanted to go Division I, and then they're just going to school here to be, like you said, be a doctor.
Yeah, and it's like, being a doctor is hard. Do I still want to try to do D2 sports on the side? Yeah,
or do I want to do this? And if you get good enough, you get paid a little bit for it, you know, and you could have some college leagues too. That's how you get drafted. Like, I'm only like a 7-on-7. I'm going pro 7-on-7.
I'd be curious to see how this thing blows up. If the NFL does latch on to it and you start seeing it just become more popular.
Yeah.
I'd hop on a team over the summer. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I know. It'll be interesting to see how far it goes.
It's good for girls too. NFL probably loves it because that's just going to help their viewership out. I mean, you get more girls playing football. Yeah, it's not the same. It's the form of it, but they'll just become fans of the sport as well, and they'll finally get to dive into a little bit more of that women's market.
Yeah.
And they already do the best at that than any of the other pro sports right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think guerrilla marketing and flooding the market. I mean, we saw what the NFL said. Listen, you NBA, you thought Christmas was your day?
I still hate that. It sucks.
We'll take that back from you. And when you know, we're going to put our Chiefs on there too.
You know what? We might even play on Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Mondays. We don't care anymore. There's not a day the NFL won't play. Like, yeah. Obviously, it's not the norm, but like around the holidays, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, like they kind of made that point clear. It's like there's no day sacred anymore.
The Chiefs played, what, three games in 10 days or something?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Like, no day sacred in the NFL. Yeah. Like, if you're...
I mean, they're talking about expanding playing overseas, too.
Mm-hmm. NFL's king. That's, you know, they're going to...
But they keep talking about player safety.
Yeah.
Anyways, with safety is that we're up against the break. We'll take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about the comings and goings of the NFL. The Bears stadium is up for grabs. It's Harrison's team. Where they're going to have the location. But is where it's going to go part of getting Ben Johnson to go there? Is that the, because I'm not taking a head coaching job unless you're kind of telling me it's A or B, right? So we'll take a quick break, come back, talk about the Bears, talk about the Chiefs, what they need to do under the radar as the first time losing a Super Bowl in 3 years. Shame on them. But anyways, Jay Foreman, Harrison, Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.